KDKI4DOS. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Well, I'm headed home. Go home and see if I can find something good to eat.
Playing. Well, my wife's got a meatloaf in the oven, so I guess I'll wait just a little bit on that, and when she gets it ready, then I'll sit down and eat.
I like this too, eat meatloaf. I wouldn't mind having a bowl of butter pecan ice cream with blueberries and whipped cream.
Like my wife, you know, life's short, eat dessert first, right?
Okay. I'm in the middle of a bunch of buildings.
Got you now. I was just saying, you're like my wife, you like to eat dessert first.
That's my favorite ice cream is butter pecan. And of course I like to, when we go to Disney World, I like to get what they call a Dole Whip cup. And that's pretty good too.
Never tried that, but I have tried.
You put the recipe out on the internet when all this pandemic hit us, and so they put that out there so that people could make that at home.
Where'd you find it on the internet?
It's been over a year ago when I think it's when Disney World shut down. They finally put that out there somewhere.
Well, I'll have to type that in into the computer and see what it comes up with. I wouldn't mind having that recipe anyway.
I should have got it while I was looking at it. But anyway, we've been to Disney World quite a few times. Grandmother used to live in Florida, not far from it, so we'd get up in the morning, ride over there and spend all day, ride back home.
Get a deal like that, any way you look at it.
Yeah, and then now, last time we went was 3 years ago, and Rhonda and I went down there. We like staying in the park, because once you stay at one of their motels, you just walk right out to the bus, you get on the bus, and they'll carry you wherever you need to go.
Like a good plan. That way you don't have to try to drive yourself all over everywhere.
You got a lot of memories in that place. And I talked to a guy that used to work on the Space Mountain. And what he was talking about, they had a little machine that would fit over the track and go around the track and x-ray all the whales. His job was to fix that machine when it broke.
It didn't lack for a job at all, because there's always stuff falling down.
Well, what y'all got planned for this weekend? Anything exciting?
Stay here at the house. I'm going up to Gaffney to their little ham fest. I'm taking some of the stuff that used to belong to AK, W4AKG up there, and see if I can sell it for his sweet bride.
A while since I've been on the air, I checked into the net last night using Echolink. I usually do that because Rhonda's watching TV, and when I key up, it wipes the TV out.
Wait, that can't happen if Rhonda's watching TV. You're liable to get a whipping for that.
Bought headphones for the computer and installed Echolink, so I do have an alternative. And anyway, yeah, it just, the TV just goes black, no nothing while I'm transmitting.
Your antenna must be close to the TV input on the TV. I would guess. I don't know what else it might be.
KC4SKD for ID. But anyway, I'm thinking about moving our TV antenna. Anyway, it's real spotty, and whenever a helicopter flies nearby, that kind of cuts it out too.
Station, you're not quite making it in the repeater. I didn't understand what you said that time. If you're mobile, move around a little bit. If you're on HD, find you another spot. But Larry, I had never heard of a helicopter messing up your TV like that before.
But don't help. We live in the lowest spot in Easley, I call it. And everywhere you look, you look straight into the ground, no matter which way you look around. So that does present quite a problem.
That does have a good bit to do with it. You know how VHF and UHF is, you know, it's line of sight. But HF, I don't know, it'd probably be a fun situation to get out from there. I'm very fortunate. I live in the highest point in the neighborhood. I live over here. You know where Tiny Town is, don't you?
I'm familiar with that. You and I could probably talk simplex.
I live over here just down the road from Tiny Town. I live in Shoals Creek subdivision. But when you come in, you know, there's only one way in and one way out. And you get to the top of the hill and make a hard right turn, you're looking at my house.
Good. But I've tried all different kind of antenna configurations over the years, and things were actually better when we had analog. It worked better than the digital. But anyway, I may move it one day and add some amplifiers and stuff and see what happens.
You do what you have to. You're not going to go out and buy a new home just to accommodate your ham radios. There's always something else you can try or do, and with antennas and stuff. Of course, you might have to get a skyhook to hang them up there, but you might think about getting you a weather balloon and just dragging your antenna up with it.
That sounds interesting, too. I remember the day Rhonda and I rode up to Mount Mitchell State Park. I took the TV and antenna up there, and you wouldn't believe the stations you pick up on that mountain.
I do. That's quite an elevation up there. What is that, about 600 feet?
That was interesting. I drew a small crowd up on the TV. People were watching it. It picked up like 70-something stations.
But, you know, that can be done. I went online, and there's I found a thing on there that tells you about how many TV stations you can pick up with a digital TV antenna. And I can't remember the number. It was just phenomenal from here at the house. I told Joy, I said, you know, I'm a good mind to buy one of those antennas and put it up there on the tower and turn it with my rotator. And I was telling another fellow ham, WA5KSC, Steve Sabian, I was telling him about that. And he says, don't you have a UHF, VHF antenna up there? And I said, yeah. He said, just unhook your coax and run that over to your TV.
Interesting, but anyway, it was up at Mount Mitchell, one guy and his wife about got into an argument. He said, you mean tell me we're paying to have TV and you can get all this stuff for free? And I looked at him, I said, now wait a minute, we're 6,000 feet up. That does make a big difference, you know.
Hey, you probably saved his noggin.
Satellite, but we got tired of paying $90 a month for mostly commercials.
Me and Joy dislike commercials as well. I told her, you know, I said, it looks to me like we got to pay for the satellite dish and all this. At least they could do is take the commercials out.
We canceled that.
Joy has called me in there. My supper is ready. I'm going to jump off of here and go in there and eat me some meatloaf. And I think she fixed lima beans and some other stuff to go with it. Now, maybe some taters. I don't know what else she's got. But I'm going to go in there and put the feed bag on, see if I can't make my round belly a little rounder. Good talking with you. You be careful out there on the mobile. Have a safe trip on home. And hopefully we'll talk at you again one day soon. You take care. KC4SKD, KI4DOS.
I hope you enjoy that supper. And we'll chat with you later. I hope you can hear me this
day. Step 3 there, young man. KC4SKD, KI4DOS, clear.